Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we've arrived at the Destination Spotlight portion of the program today. It is number 75 in our popular ongoing series, a place located in the 19th state in our nation that was admitted to the Union in 1816 and known as the Hoosier State. Before Mary and I take you to the home of Notre Dame University, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And right now, Travel Pro is offering listeners of this show their Buy More, Save More special. For example, if you spend $200, you'll save $50. If you spend $400, you'll save $150, and it just keeps going, plus free shipping. Robert and I travel with their Platinum Elite collection. Rudy likes the Max Light series, and one of the most important items that helps ensure a successful trip is quality luggage.
Whether you're traveling for your job, on the go with the kids, or road tripping to a favorite place, if you're in the market for new luggage or you're looking for the perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. Just go to travelpro.com for the offer that Mary just mentioned, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, we are now headed to South Bend, Indiana via our show hotline as Rob DeClean, their executive director of tourism, is ready to go.
Rob, welcome. We appreciate you joining us for today's Destination Spotlight on South Bend.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Nice to have you with us this morning. So, you know, I recall the first time I visited South Bend and seeing that famous Word of Life mural, or Touchdown Jesus, if you will, as most people know it, on the Notre Dame campus. I honestly don't recall the exact dimensions. Folks, it has to be over 100 feet tall, maybe 50, 60 feet wide. I bring it up to you, Rob, because it was certainly popular well before the age of selfies and Instagram. So is it still the most popular place for photos in South Bend?
Oh, you got it. You know, it's one of the most absolutely instantly recognizable murals, we think, in the country, if not even in the world, because of its size, and just because of its uniqueness. I applaud you on knowing the official name, the Word of Life, but really universally it's known as Touchdown Jesus, and you can't miss it Saturdays every fall for Notre Dame home football game, and so then that just becomes synonymous with any visit to South Bend.
Yeah, well, you said it best. That was actually the word I was going to use next to my question, in terms of, I think we all associate South Bend with Notre Dame, but there are two unique locations there as well that I'd really like for you to talk to our listeners about today. The first one is the Studebaker National Museum, and the second is this East Race Waterway. So just share a little bit about
that. You're not going to find them anywhere else in the country.
No, really, really interesting.
Yeah, thank you very much for asking about both those things, because we're so proud of both of those things. And, you know, we always like to think perhaps Notre Dame might put us on the map and get your attention to come to South Bend, but then, boy, do we have so much more to show you when you get here. And those two attractions are certainly right at the top. So the East Race is a one-mile-long man-made waterway, whitewater rafting and kayaking right in the heart of downtown South Bend, literally in the heart of downtown South Bend, 1 mile from campus. And just on the east side of our downtown area. So that's a very popular attraction and experience for us in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, Studebaker National Museum, you know, very, very much worthy of the name National Museum. It's a three-story facility that pays not just, you know, an homage to the Studebaker legacy, but really the manufacturing legacy in South Bend. And, you know, Studebaker closed in the early 60s. But was the only company that transitioned from a wagon-making company to an automotive company. And we're just very, very proud of the legacy here. Still very much a lot of activities associated with the museum throughout the year, especially some coming up this summer that we're excited about. But two must-visit attractions along with the campus.
So Robert and I always enjoy visiting cathedrals, really pretty much wherever we go. If there's a cathedral, we're going to walk into it. And, of course, in South Bend, you have one that's over 130 years old, the famous Basilica of the Sacred Heart. Again, Notre Dame, beautiful. So talk a little bit about that. But then I have to tell you, or I have to mention, chocolate. Rob,
sure.
Yeah, well,
go anywhere direction you want.
Well, because people always say South Bend, cathedrals and chocolate.
And chocolate.
You've done some very, very good homework on our community. So, yes, yeah, so the Basilica of the Sacred Heart is absolutely just one of the most stunning churches, cathedrals in the region, if you will. Pope John Paul II designated it a basilica decades ago, and so it's a very special place on campus, but really in the community, and just a stunning place to visit and experience. And then we have the South Bend Chocolate Company, that's the famous chocolate company that sells chocolate throughout the country, but is based in South Bend, and you can take a tour of the factory. They even have a museum at the factory, and then you even get a behind-the-scenes tour, and you can put your hairnets on just like, say, Lucy.
I love Lucy. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Lucy, and then you can, you know, grab a piece of chocolate off the conveyor.
Well, Rob, listen, you know, one of the things, the reason we know this is, you know, every place that we've covered on the Destination Spotlight is someplace that we've been, and there is just such a uniqueness to South Bend. But we've only got a 45 seconds or so with you, so I want to ask you, and it's a question we like to ask everybody on the Destination Spotlight series of the show, really share with us something surprising, or maybe just give us an interesting fact about South Bend that is certain to entice our listeners to come visit.
Well, I'm going to give you a couple things. One is, you know, Notre Dame gets all the credit, and we're very, very proud to be home to Notre Dame, but we actually have six colleges and universities and a student population of just about 25,000. So it really brings a really great collegiate vibe to the community, and then you can experience various aspects of those colleges and universities throughout the both South Bend and Mishawaka. But the other thing I would really say is our river. So, I mean, yes, we have the East Race, the man-made waterway, but South Bend is named after the South Bend of the St. Joseph River. And just the miles and miles of trails, you can literally bike, walk, hike from downtown all the way to the Michigan.
And it is a great walk, no question. Folks, listen, you can find out more information yourself at visitsouthbend.com. Rob, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend as well.
Fun. Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there you go. And, folks, if you want some of that South Bend chocolate, I'm sure you can find that online from the South Bend Chocolate Company. I would bet you Valerie, our producer right now, is ordering in droves. We've completed 75 Destination Spotlights for all of you. You can find them all on the homepage of our website. As we approach 11 a.m. Eastern Time, that's going to wrap Hour 1 of the program this week. After these messages, we'll be back with Hour 2 in another 60 minutes of the fastest 2 hours in travel.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.